the shift is due to the fact that the makeup of the people getting hit by the recession has changed. For a while, regular folks, you know, regular homeowners, wage earners, troops coming home from Iraq, have faced economic hard times. But in the last few weeks, we've seen Wall Street hit with lowered profit margins and profit estimates. And so when Wall Street says jump, Washington says how high. When most of the population says jump, Washington, you know, pretends that it can't hear anything. So we get this sudden shift. We get a stimulus debate, and the ending package coming out of that debate looks to be comprised largely of new corporate tax cuts. So in other words, what we've got is we've got a stimulus package being pushed under the guise of trying to fix unemployment and hardship for regular folks. But what really ends up being is another corporate goodie from Washington.
Now, some are trying to posit this as progressives. They are unhappy that the plan does not include expanding unemployment benefits or food stamps. But some conservatives are unhappy because they say this plan does not lock in President Bush's tax cuts beyond their planned expiration in 2010. But there are many who definitely feel that the Democrats maybe capitulate too much, including maybe even Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who says he is not satisfied. David Sirota, do you think the Democrats basically gave up too much here?
Absolutely, 100%. I think what the Democrats should have done is passed what they thought and what experts know is the best way to stimulate the economy, which is direct spending on programs that help low-income folks who are getting hit by this recession. You increase unemployment benefits, you increase food stamps, you increase investment in public infrastructure. Experts on both sides of the aisle will acknowledge that that's the fastest way to get cash into the economy. It's also the best way to help the people being most hit by this economy. I think the Democrats should have passed a stimulus that did that, make the Republicans go on record actually opposing that, which I think you'd get some peel-off Republicans to support that kind of plan, and then send it to Bush's desk. I think taking all of that, I mean, none of that, what I've just laid out, is in this stimulus package. The stimulus package is all tax cuts. Even the good tax cuts, the ones that are progressively targeted, the economists told Congress that that's not going to hit the economy. It's not going to stimulate the economy for at least 6 months. So while it may be, you know, well targeted, that portion of the stimulus package, even that doesn't do a very good job of the goal of a stimulus package, which is to immediately stimulate the economy.